Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. I have two friends who are on opposite sides of an issue in the small business world. One launches a new offer of some kind, whether it's low ticket or high ticket or a VIP option to something, nearly every single week, if not every other day. The other friend hit seven figures by focusing down on one offer, making sure that it was as good as it could get and selling it on repeat. Whereabouts on that spectrum do you fall? Do you have one core offer or do you have 20 offers that you're constantly selling? Most of us are probably somewhere in between. This is a critical decision that we as entrepreneurs need to consider over and over and over again through the journey of our business. The question of whether to diversify or to refine. There are a couple of ways that we can diversify. We can diversify vertically, which means in the online space, we go backwards in our customer journey to what do our people need before they're ready for our core offer? Or we go forwards, which means we think about what do they need after we've delivered that core offer. So it's really about taking control of more of the customer journey instead of just fulfilling on one piece of it. Alternatively, we can go horizontally, and that means we expand into new markets and new types of offers that are complementary to our current offers. The aim there is to get more of the market by leveraging your existing strengths. So what do you already do really well that you can turn into something new to capture a new part of the market? So vertical, we're capturing more of the journey of our current customer, and horizontal, we're capturing new markets. Whichever way we go, horizontal or vertical, we need to think about the rewards versus the risks. So diversification, the goal of it is to open up new revenue streams by us tapping into a different market or creating more opportunities to make sales. It also makes your business more resilient because you're not as exposed on one offer or in one market. This expansion of your offerings creates a safety net for you so that when there's a decline in one area, it can be offset by growth or stability in another area, and it smooths out your revenue. Less roller coaster, more smooth. So it makes your business more resilient. On the other hand, when you diversify, the very real risk is that you will spread yourself and your team and your financials way too thin. Remember, you don't want your core business to start suffering because you're chasing this new opportunity. You want diversification to add to your business, not to be at the expense of your current business. You don't want to cannibalize what you're already doing. Another thing to think about when you're diversifying is how far away from your brand are you stepping? If you are really well known for one particular thing and you choose to go and offer something completely different, it can be jarring for your current customer base. If it's something that's in direct conflict with your current offer, it's going to create confusion. At least it's going to undermine your brand. At worst, ultimately, it's going to erode the trust your current customer have in you. So when you're diversifying, you want to make sure that it stays in line with your mission, that it stays in line with your core values. Whichever of these paths that you choose, whether you go vertical, whether you go horizontal, whether you choose to diversify a little bit, whether you choose to take a huge leap, make sure that you understand how your business is set up to manage that. Do you have the skills and strengths within your team to cope with it? Do your customers actually need and want what you're diversifying into? And do you know the market that you're trying to jump into? So have a look at your current offerings. Think about what you could do before or after. Vertical is often easier to see because you already know that customer so well. What do they need before they come to you? What do they need afterwards? Or what do they need alongside? Then when you've got some ideas about how you might want to diversify, then you want to think about the resources that you'll need in order to do this diversification and whether your business can actually support that without compromising your core offer, right? Without in some way cannibalizing the business you've already built. This is not a decision to rush into. Diversifying your business is all about opening new doors to let in more revenue. But your business has to be ready to walk through that door before you open it. So what is your diversification strategy for your business?